had a dream the other night that I was in a bathroom, sitting on a toilet seat. I think it was the one in Florida, but it could have been anywhere. It was a small bathroom. I was stretched over the seat, and I think the lid was up. I was naked. There was a wall right next to me, and I felt cramped, like I couldn't move. And then Kurt was there, with me, in the bathroom, naked, standing over me, screwing me. I was sitting on the toilet seat, and he was fucking me. And in the entire dream, I couldn't get comfortable. I felt very awkward. It felt like he was pressing on my chest. I couldn't breathe. It felt like there was a rock in my stomach that just wouldn't go away, and it would stay there forever. But the entire time, I didn't complain. That feeling before? You know, the one where someone tells you something that you don't want to hear, like if someone was about to tell you that someone died and you knew what they were going to tell you and you still didn't want to hear it, or if someone did something to you that you didn't like when you were little and the kids at the bus stop shot pebbles and spitballs at you every day because you were smart and you still had to go to the bus stop every morning and just try to ignore them. And when that happens, it feels like a medium-sized rock just fell into the bottom of your stomach, and you don't want to move because you're afraid that the rock will hurt the inside of your stomach, and you just have to sit there and hope that rock goes away. Or else you get that feeling in your chest, right there between your lungs, like someone is pressing against that bone there, right there by your heart, and you've got to breathe. You're not going to be able to take that pressure, that force, any longer. It had already been a long day, sitting in the back of someone else's car for 2.5 hours, knowing that if Elaine's dad wasn't such a slow driver, it would have taken less than 2 hours. I was trying to get home so that I could be on time for the Christmas party, but still have enough time to pack for our early flight the next morning. Airports have become a second home to me. So I walk through those melon doors only hours late. Those melon doors that scream of the perfect 50s home, of that perfect 50s family that everyone believed we were. I walk through those doors. Sarah hugged me, and Dad walked into the hallway from the kitchen. Wait a minute, he is supposed to be on the other side of the country. Well, don't ask questions, just act happy to see him. So I smiled and laughed until he hugged me. Then that rock settled in. He didn't have to say a word. My mind started going through the checklist. Okay, what could have brought him back here? Who was the one who had died? I said, Grandma, before he did. I cried for 15 minutes, wiped the tears from my neck, my ears, and I got ready for the party, trying not to move too quickly, so not to disturb the rock. I don't know how many times the idea of seeing him went through my mind. At least once a week, I'd imagine a scene where he'd confront me, and I'd somehow be able to fight him back, to show him that he didn't bother me anymore, to show him that that rock wasn't there anymore. To somehow be able to prove to him that I wasn't a victim anymore. I was a survivor. That's what they call it now, you see, survivor, because victim sounds too trying for someone who's been raped. So I keep saying I'm over it, but I keep imagining Mark all over again, not raping me, but following me on the street, coming to my door with flowers, or sending me a valentine. But once, when I saw him walking out of a record store as I was walking in, that rock fell so hard that I thought I was going to be sick right there by the cash register, right there by those metal things at the doorway that beep when you try to take merchandise out of the store. You know what those things are, I just can't think of what they're called. But if I did that, then he'd know he was still winning to this day. How many years had it been? How many years since he did that to me? How many years since I've been wanting to fight him, since I've been feeling that rock in my goddamn stomach. I managed to hide my face from him in the store so that he wouldn't see me as he walked out. When I saw he was gone, I wondered why I still felt the pressure in my chest. I thought that pressure was going to turn my body inside out. I reached for my heart, grabbed at my shirt. Maybe the pain was always there, right there, by my heart. But I try not to think of it until I go through times like those.